Mason Nealon here this afternoon. Joining me from the Carroll High football team is going to be Mason Stitz as he announces his signing to go play at Central here. Mason, congratulations on signing to go play in college.
Thank you.
So talk to me a little bit about the choice to go to Central. I mean, there was probably some other colleges possibly in there, but what really drew you to going to Central?
What drew me to go to Central was the amount of times I've been on campus and the overall friendliness I had when I was there. It was just like a nice community with their arms open, just accepting anybody going there.
You know, Kieran's also going there as well from Carroll High. Did you two kind of talk about that a little bit throughout the recruitment process?
We did a little bit. We were mentioning some of the schools that we were interested in. But when I saw Kieran committed, that also helped me out with my decision where I wanted to go to.
What were some of the other schools that possibly reached out to you or that you went and visited?
I went to Midland and Simpson. Those are the other two in there.
And what about those schools? I mean, did you like as well?
Both schools were nice. Just I didn't have the same feeling as when I was out at Central. I had a different good feeling about Central when I stepped on those two. It wasn't the same.
And so how do you describe that feeling? I mean, you talked about it a little bit earlier, but what really was the feeling when you stepped onto Central? Was it kind of like, oh, I know I'm going to go here?
Yeah, it just felt like another home for me. I just felt safe, beautiful campus, parents loved it, everything like that. It's just nice there.
And you know Pella, not too far here from Carroll. Was that part of the decision as well?
Yeah, it was. It's not too far of a drive. I can come home whenever I'd like if I really need something. So that's a big factor in that too.
And then you're doing punting, correct?
Yes.
So talk to me about kind of your punting career here. When did you fall in love with it, and when did you decide that you wanted to do it for the next level?
I think freshman year I got put in the punting spot just because I think they just threw me in there right away. And as I was practicing, I started to like it more and more, and then I saw a spot open up my sophomore year on varsity. I'm like, I want to get this, and I got it, and then which ultimately led me to wanting to go play college ball punting.
And so talk to me about the recruitment process here. When did coaches start to reach out to you and kind of show that they have some interest in you?
I'd say it started late junior year after we were done with the season. And then after the senior year, it just started picking up as coaches every other day just texting me, asking me to get me out on the campus and just look at everything there.
And with that as well here, was it very hectic kind of during that senior year football season with some of the coaches?
Yeah, it was. Just every other day, come out campus, check us out, all that.
And then with that as well here, when was kind of the time that you visited Central the first time?
I think it was either October or November was the first time. And then I went out about 2 weeks later for a game day visit, and then I came for the third time, and I just fell in love and wanted to go here.
Was there a lot of camps or everything involved with the recruitment process, or just kind of texting and visiting?
I think it was more texting and visiting. I really didn't go to many camps because I was busy with baseball, and I just found a better way that just visiting campus was better for me.
And how big was it with your parents in the recruitment process? Were they there kind of helping you the whole way?
Yeah, they were there supporting me the whole way. They tell me which they like, what they don't like. They just give me a list of pros and cons from each college I go to. It was a big help for me overall.
What about your coaching staff as well? I mean, Coach Roeder and those guys, how big were they to help you kind of get recruited and then finally make your decision as well?
They were a big role too, because you ask Roe, he gets your name out there, tells you what you're really good at, and then has coaches ask about you, and he gives you good answers about yourself.
Do you know what kind of a role you're going to be playing with the Central team?
I think I might just be a specialist, but they said they could put me anywhere if I really wanted to, but they said the decision's more up to me.
And what are you kind of hoping you get out of this freshman year that you're going to be going into for football?
I just hope I can build relationships with the other guys on the team. And I mean, it'd be nice to play, but you just never know because you're a freshman coming in there. That'd be nice. But I just ultimately want to get a good education right away and build up friendships.
And what are you going to major in over there?
Probably elementary education.
So what drew you to do an elementary education as well?
I get physical education for, like, yeah, elementary.
And so has that just been something that you've always wanted to do, or is it kind of just recently?
I picked up more this year because I got, like, an internship thing that I just go and watch the elementary PE there.
And so is that, you for sure decided on that this year then?
Yeah, when I started attending, I realized I wanted to do this when I get older.
And I got to ask you as well, you're doing track right now. Was that something that you talked about with kind of the central coaches? Is that, you know, I want to go out for track, want to go out for baseball during this time?
Yeah, they said they wanted to see me do track, so I went out for that. Baseball is probably more on me because I've been doing it all my life, just decided I want to stick it out.
Well, I tell you what, Mason, congratulations on signing over at Central. I know we'll catch up with you during the track season and baseball season as well, but thank you for joining us here today.
Thank you.